Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Don't make me leave, Phelps. I will leave this room.
Hotline. And we bring in friend of the show, Benjamin Albright. He's been on before. NFL Insider. Hi, Benjamin. How are you?
Benjamin.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing good. You know, we're sitting here in Cleveland where football is relevant again, and we kind of feel like we're not as much of a joke as we used to be. So it's been kind of nice.
How good does it feel to be literally in the division hunt in December?
It's amazing. It is truly amazing for us. And I know Jeff and I sit here and we talk about the 0.2 scenario they have to make the playoff, but they're not dead. They're not dead yet. Hey, what's the latest you're hearing on the Browns coaching future and where they could be moving forward?
Well, they're putting together a list of candidates. Some of the names that have been floated out there, I can tell you, are absolutely ridiculous. Josh McDaniels and Lincoln Riley are not coming to Cleveland. But, you know, they're looking for somebody with some experience at the position, somebody who's possibly willing to work within the confines of the guys that they have, you know, on staff now, Freddie Kitchens and Greg Williams, for some continuity. And, you know, there's some names that fit that mold. Bruce Arians has mentioned that he's, you know, interested in the job and only that job. Mike McCarthy would fit that mold as well. I know people are a little reticent when you hear the name Mike McCarthy. You think, well, you know, he only got one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, but you know, they did pretty well up there. And I think that it's important to remember that sometimes, you know, a relationship with coaches gets a little stale. You can look at Philadelphia, Andy Reid. You know, it just got a little stale up there, and so Andy Reid left. He goes to Kansas City, kind of reinvents himself. All of a sudden, he's a genius again. So. You know, I wouldn't laugh off the name Mike McCarthy too much.
What do you think about Greg Williams? Does he have an opportunity here? And Benjamin, we've been discussing it like crazy. Your perspective is a little different because you're not sitting here. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I like what he's done. But at the same time, that Bounty Gate thing is an albatross hanging around his neck. That's going to be a tough sell for, you know, for anybody, especially with the league being as quote-unquote safety conscious as it is now. I like what he's done. I think that Cleveland should absolutely keep him on as the defensive coordinator and probably bring in somebody else that's maybe an offensive-minded CEO type to take the reins as the head coach, though.
I'm just curious, why so definitive about McDaniels? Why do you think there's absolutely no chance?
Well, so McDaniels bailed on the Colts last year, and his agent and John Dorsey have a relationship. They're very tight. It's McDaniels' former agent, I should say. McDaniels' former agent fired him after he bailed on the Colts. There's some hard feelings around the league on that. I think that Josh is probably going to wind up in Green Bay, if we're being honest.
It's an interesting fix. Why do you think that's a fit there?
That Josh in Green Bay?
Yeah.
There's just been some chatter about that. His want to go up there and do that. He gets the veteran quarterback to get the last couple of years out of and a couple of years to kind of try to draft and develop his guy. Having seen Josh up close and personal in his last head coaching stint, I can tell you, you're definitely going to want somebody there who knows how to play the quarterback position, because the guy he's going to, you know, attempt to draft and develop probably is going to have some deficiencies.
Will the Broncos be competing with the Browns for a head coach?
I don't think so. I think the Broncos' targets would be a little bit different.
You think they'll be looking for one, though?
I think there will be, yeah. Vance has to make the playoffs to keep his job, and I don't think that's going to happen. The Broncos are really kind of eyeballing the Harbaugh situation over there at Baltimore. They'd love to bring him in, a combination of trying to pull Gary Kubiak out of retirement to be his OC and Chuck Pagano to be his DC. I don't know that that's necessarily 100% going to happen. They'll have competition for Harbaugh, but that's kind of what they're eyeing.
Since the changeover at the coaching spot here in the middle of the season, the Browns have looked significantly different. I know we've talked to you before about folks inside the walls of Berea. Are you hearing anything, you know, why does it feel stable in Berea? What does it feel like out there as far as the future and the guys that are there? Are they just Are they playing so well because there's really no pressure, or are they just everything just feels a lot cleaner and smoother in Berea now since Hugh Jackson's gone?
Well, it was a combination of those things. You finally got, you know, all the ego out of the room, and players are just playing. And they're, you know, it's not you don't have a head coach that's a running faucet of information to media, some truthful, some not, in an attempt to curry favor. You know, you got guys that are playing football and trying to win and letting that speak for themselves. You know, I think that's the culture change that Cleveland has needed for so long. I think they've started to establish that culture. I think that winning begets winning, and so. You know, now you've got the confidence that, hey, not only are we able to be competitive in games like we were earlier this season, now we're winning games. And that helps, you know, that confidence boost helps. We can go out and try things. We can go out and be confident that our quarterback can do this. We can go out and be confident that our defense can get a stop.
Benjamin Albright joining us. Benjamin, the Browns took Denzel Ward at 4, did not take Bradley Chubb. He went the next pick to the Broncos. Did the Browns make the right call, and what do you think of Bradley Chubb?
I think both teams made the right call. You know, Ward has been kind of a monster. And if you look at that roster that the Browns have assembled and what they need and what they needed at the time, I think it was the right call. I think you needed that corner. You already had Myles Garrett. You already had Emmanuel Agba as outside edge guys. Bradley Chubb has been highly effective this year. He's been very good. But, I don't know in a rotation there if that would have been more or less impactful than what Ward has brought in his ball hawking ability at the secondary and his ability to cover his man. In Greg Williams' schemes. So, I think both teams made the right call. The Broncos were actually going to trade the 5th pick to the Buffalo Bills because they didn't think Chubb was going to be available. So when he fell into their lap, they ended up rescinding their trade and selecting him.
Your thoughts on Saturday night's game? The Browns sit here. If they win Saturday night, they're still alive no matter what happens on Sunday going into next week. Just your thoughts on that? They would still be alive for the wild card no matter what if they can win on Saturday.
I think they're going to pick up the win, to be honest with you. I think the Browns are going to win this football game. I think it's just going to be the nail in the coffin for Vance Joseph. I think that the Browns' defense is very good. I think their offense is able to do things that's going to give the Broncos trouble. You've got an athletic tight end. The Broncos struggle to cover the tight end. You've got a good rhythm, quick passing game, and that's kind of where the Broncos have struggled shutting it down. They can shut the vertical down, and they can shut the run down, but they struggle with the quick rhythm passing, and they struggle with the tight end, and I think the Browns are a perfect fit to go up against that, and I think they're going to win.
That's interesting to me. Can you shed a little light on this for us? Because, you're all over the quarterbacks. We don't care about quarterbacks in the draft anymore. Is there two or three guys that are going to be the guys that everybody in the league will be chasing at quarterback this year, or did that happen last year and it's not going to be as big of a rush?
Well, there's two or three guys every year as far as that goes. With the turnover, there's always teams that are chasing quarterbacks. You're going to have a couple of free agents this year, probably going to be Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. And then you're going to have teams chasing the quarterbacks in the draft. There's really only about three of them, I think, that are even worth eyeballing in the first round. And that's assuming they come out. Justin Herbert out of Oregon, I think everybody's talked about him. You guys up in Ohio are pretty familiar with Dwayne Haskins. And then Drew Locke out of Missouri. Everybody else after that is, journeyman spot starter type that I don't think really is going to have much of an impact in the league.
All right, Benjamin, thank you. We appreciate your time. And, of course, we love talking to you. Thanks for your insight.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Take care.
All right, he is Benjamin Albright, giving us a lowdown on the NFL. He's an NFL insider, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.